Friday, March the 2nd, 2018 edition of The American Way. I'm your host, Michael Lugg, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Oh, thank God it's Friday. I was doinking around last night. Went out in Uber a little bit today. Came home last night and started doinking around on YouTube, which is, I'm going to get to that here later on, folks. It's starting to get really serious here. Evidently, there's they don't want alternative opinions coming out about this school shooting. But I joked around. I really didn't find any topic that jerked me. All that you hear from this point on, probably for the first hour, are my words, okay? They're my thoughts. They're my feelings because, and frankly, I'm a little tired, folks. So, with that, let me say, you know, we don't live in a world. Each individual world is different. Each world is the being stepping into their reality, the effect of his world. They all want previous life experience leading up to what they happen to be living in the moment. Now, what does all this mean? Where am I going with this? What it means that there are as many worlds as there are people that occupy this existence, each unique in its experience, its action, and its reaction to events that manifest in the said world. Now, folks, realize this might sound a bit esoteric, but with me here. I'm in a unique place in life. I now have what I consider to be the best of both worlds. Now, what do I mean by that? Let me take a few minutes and explain. When I retired from 4+ years of direct sales, even though I was rarely even ever an employee in my life, I was, after my 20+ year tenure as a business owner in Indiana, I owned an estate planning firm there in Fort Wayne, Indiana, called SCC Financial. The latter in Arizona, most time contract. The last few years, I was an over-the-road, in-home closer, running 3 to 4 miles. Wow, my connection sounds really shaky. I don't know why that would be, Dan. Is that any better? Just say. Go ahead. Yeah, okay. Folks, evidently there's a technical issue, so we're going to music and reconnect here. Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime. So I will ask you once again.
try to see it my way. Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. While you see it your way, there's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out, we can work it out.
Life is very short and there's no time.
I'm assuming Mr. a little bit better. I don't know. I can't. He says he can work with it. So, getting back to this, I was an in-season closer. I was an old running 3 or 4 miles a day, closing high ticket items that required like one across the table. And I was good at it, but I was tired of it. I was tired of being directed by a higher level manager, tired of making well above average income, yet never having the time to spend the money. So I retired, and in doing so, I promised myself, folks, that I would never again, in the autumn of my life here, enter into any endeavor which I did not enjoy, regardless of the money. Now, many of you may know that I've been a broadcaster both for this network and others, this being my 13th year in broadcasting. I ventured into this 5 days a week when I wasn't to other engagements, and then only when I was. I didn't do so for the money. As you know, it pays nothing. I did so, and I still do, for my descendants. I have 3 children, and I have 5 grandchildren, of which I do not wish to have them experience a world set forth under UN Agenda 21 writings. That's a monstrous plan for my children and grandchildren's future. Okay, I'm starting to break up again. All right, I don't know. I don't know what else to do besides just reboot the computer, which is going to probably take 5 to 7 minutes. Dan, do you think we should do that? Because I don't know any other reason why I would be breaking up. Should I keep going? I'm not hearing. Lost you for a sec. I'm just asking you, Dan. Keep going, or should I? Okay. I can call in on the phone now if you want, and we'll just do it from the phone. Okay, folks, we're going to... I'm going to... give me a minute here. I'm going to dial... let's see. 1-800-313-9143. Okay. Give me just a minute, folks. Pause for a minute. Wow, Dan, I just got a minute.
Time.
Jack, I'm Microsoft Jack. I'm coming to you live from the Valentine. I'm back on Skype. I don't know because we can make this work. So getting back to this, as I said, I've got 4 and 5 grandchildren, of which I wish to have them experience a world set forth in UN Agenda 21 writings, because it's a monstrous plan for the future. I invest in this what I would call a genetic endeavor, so that if and when the time comes and the question is ever asked, well, what did Grandpa do, Daddy, to try to avert this? My children can say, Grandpa was on the tip of the sword, trying his best, and all he had to make this reality revert back to a place that it was, both prompted by his government through his school teaching and thought, and in his naivety, their teachings were true. But I'm not investing in this, folks, to lose. We are all in this to win. Is what is in store for all of our descendants should lose is going to be the ugliest of realities. So I'm not going to waste time today in a synopsis of why. You've heard a multitude of topics from me in my recent exposure of this RVN time slot on a myriad of issues as why for quite some time. It has occurred to me lately, due to my unique position, of which I will expound a bit later, this war in which we find ourselves, no, not a shooting war, but a war of consciousness, and it's being waged by the elites now full scale. Back in 2013, they took the glove and they allowed through legislation the corporate-owned CIA-infested Marxist communist, communitarian mainstream media to psychologically bomb our American boob tube watching brothers and sisters to be lambasted with government approved propaganda for the purpose of overloading them to such an extent with confusing deception to just cause them to mentally check out from even trying to make sense of it all. But back to my unique position for a moment. I umpire baseball because I love the game. Remember, I promised myself I'd never again invest my time and my autumn years in an endeavor that I didn't enjoy. And folks, enjoy baseball. I love the Chicago Cubs. I love watching children play who enjoy and wish to learn the game. And I'm blessed to be able to watch them progress in their skills as I crouch behind the plate with a bird's eye view. And I must admit, there is in the back of my head at times a bit of a godlike power of knowing my decisions to the finality of a call. And it's fun, and it takes my mind off the stresses, what we all face every day. Like my grandchildren, there's not a game that goes by that I don't think of each and every one of those children and what their future holds. Should we not win? And this, just to touch, unlike years past, just to be on the field now with these minor children, it was compulsory for me this year that I be thoroughly background checked by both state and federal authorities to prove that I wasn't a felon or pedophile or predator. Think of the irony of that to what I love. For the love of both the game and children on a Catholic ball field. I think you can all see the blatantly hypocritical ludicrousy of a Catholic ball field, and they're decking me out because I'm a pedophile. I just come to that check because I love the game and I love kids. But I remember the conversation I had with John, and I agree with his of the very idea. It is, for at least November through May, a minor mental escape from being one of the evident leaders in the treatment's front line. That said, I know that in my world uniqueness, but it's only foundation factor. My latest realization, folks, is twofold. Number one, being respected enough, a humble position to be in itself, reasons I'll expound on in a moment, to occupy a seat behind a microphone, a network, which I know indeed is, the remaining beacon of light by which brothers and sisters of whom thirst for the truth can receive it, interact with, question it, and recognize. Folks, do you know of any other outlet that allows us all to interact the way we do? Now, I've said before, and I'll say again, I'm an addicted junkie, the truth. And because of John, I have a platform. And because of you, I'm fed on a regular basis with content with which I can refer. And the importance of that with my schedule cannot be understated nor undervalued. And for that, with you, I thank you. You all, with your emails, your phone calls, your input, you motivate me to keep myself up on the air. Believe that, as this job is not an easy one. Brings number two. Imagine for just a moment, Larkin, Fred, Mike, Francis, Steve, Carol, Linda, Sandy, John, Clement, Richard, Dave, Renee, and on and on and on, infinitum. Imagine that you sit on a microphone, broadcasting to what every broadcaster on this network is aware of, the sharpest audience in the history of mankind, and you're, folks, we all know it. And with that knowledge, you know that you have to be creative enough not to bore this audience into changing the channel. Now, I want you to imagine that for a moment. And tell me it's not a daily challenge to do this 5 days a week, not only for myself, but John Rivera, all of us, okay? And then, that said, knowing each and every one of you possess the knowledge you absorb from this work, you, folks, each and every one of you is a beacon of light. As we know, knowledge is power. Knowledge is the power, and in the end, along with non-compliance to their propaganda, that at the end of the day is going to bring them down. Which brings me to number three. Aside from my baseball escape, I've now found another platform by which to educate. And I say educate, which in John's teaching requires wisdom. When a person, persons, get in my Uber vehicle for a trip across town, they have no idea that they may have indeed been for the ride of their life. I have the privilege now, other than being the former recluse that I was, to be able to probe, to interact socially with people, something of which I pretty much totally give up. I had before been frustrated previously in social interactions, such as, you know, social meetup groups or happy hours, mainly, I suppose, out of sheer boredom. I know that you all realize we are, all of us, on a consciousness level beyond the vast majority of our American brethren. That fact in itself has a tendency to isolate us. I know it did me. I stopped long ago attending singles meetup groups, as I had done in the past. The environment was loud. It always included dancing to the local band and trying to intellectually interact in an environment of which one had to scream to talk to each other due to the loud music and the crowd noise. Not really an environment for intellectual conversation. When a person now gets to my Uber, it's a quiet environment. One in which I can discern a person, to their body language, their speech patterns, and Katie bar the door if they should hit one of my triggers. Because if they do, then although they don't know it, they are indeed right of their life. Has what is called reward badges. They have badges for good service, great conversation, all-star driver, above and beyond, expert navigation, neat and tidy, music, cool call, or an entertaining driver. Guess which one of those I get the most rewards for, folks? Great conversation. I wonder why. With all of you, I bless your dedication, RBN. but it's a reciprocal relationship. I do my best to bring you something new in every show. Dan, are we supposed to go to break here? All right. I don't hear any music. All right, we're going to go to break. Free Mike, South America, and we can eat. Forgive the technical difficulties, hey, folks. It's a little long. We'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-735.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Yeah, I do my best to bring something to you every show, folks. But what you may not realize is that all the avenues you give me to explore, and all the emails you send me, and all the research I do in bringing you what I indeed hope will come in tomorrow, if you only pick up one tidbit in my broadcasts, you need to add it to your intelligence arsenal and spread like fertilizer to your own circles. Folks, it's not us. We're not the people to be awakened here. I preach to the choir and get welcome input that I use. And for that, I thank you. But when I take the knowledge that I have gleaned from your welcomed input and I share it with the people, our brothers and sisters there who don't know, who are propagandized and hypnotized and programmed by the boob tube, they are indeed both thankful and open to learning more, because they realize, because of that gut feeling they've had for years, that just maybe there are answers they seek. I've learned of late that they no longer view us as conspiracy theorists, folks. Most of them are looking for answers, looking for knowledge, a remedy that you and I provide them. Make no mistake, they do seek. They are confused, and rightly so, and this by design. It's what the corporate whores and boob tube purveyors of spin will achieve. They've done a good job, let's face it. But my discernment has shown, and my experience has shown, folks, that as spiritual human entities on this planet, they know something wrong, and we are the beacons to enlighten them. We are a unit. You're a family, folks. We are the teachers. We have the patience and empathy to bring them into the fold. These poor brethren of ours, they thirst for the truth. The days of discounting and calling us conspiracy theorists are gone. The blatant atrocities of the elite, along with the obviously crazed manifestations of the left, have opened the door. They may be naive, folks, but the intelligent ones, even on the left, can now see their lunacy. And let me remind you, the Revolutionary War was won by a mere 3% of the population. Our target, our mission, is to distribute the sunglasses, as was done in the movie They Live, for we can see, folks. It is the mind of wicked people, our brothers and sisters of our once great nation, whose mind has been polluted by the light of those neocons, skull and bones, fascist faculties, the traitors, the Zionists that have been allowed by compromise, bought and paid for Benedict Arnolds to continually manifest their disgusting presence in our once proud and great society through their secret society creepance and ignorance by us who, in naivety, didn't take heed to what Eisenhower warned us in his last speech regarding military-industrial complex, and later, what JFK warned us about with secret societies. It was the generation, it was our parents, it was people coming off of a war of which they thought they had won. We cannot blame them. They hadn't a clue of whom was really orchestrating it, as they were of a different mindset. They were Americans of whom believed at the time in their government, and that their said government was benevolent. But now we know, by who controlled it and by who financed it, wasn't America. Think of Union Bank, Brown Brothers Harriman. Think Prescott Bush. Think trading with the enemy and their shutdown. It was political, as opposed to moral. Think All Wars Are Bankers' Wars by Smedley Butler. They fund both sides, and to the victor is rewarded the spoils. Who put the railroad tracks into Auschwitz, an American company? Who supplied fuel for the German fighters, Standard Oil? Who supplied the motors for the German vehicles, Ford Motor Company? American companies. Think about that. We'll take a break. Back and keep.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you know know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
All right, folks, we're back with The Urban Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Now, look, and all that I've said, folks, 8 ways to Sunday, no one is or is ever going to continue to give not only the truth in what we all demand, but the wisdom of how to deliver it. No one but you. You, by the grace of God and RBN, are enlightened. You are the beacons. Share your light with people, folks. I've discovered my uniqueness, and I love what I do. Oh, boy. I'm breaking up again. I don't know. Excuse me, folks. I don't know what else. I don't know what to do. I've closed everything down, Dan, that I can close down. Maybe it's my internet connection. Am I breaking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10? I cut out right before the count. Okay. Well, let's see. Let's do this. Hold on a minute, folks. Let me just dial it up here. Let's see. I'll go ahead and call in, Dan. Let's see if I can. All right. Go ahead and put the music for a second. Hold on just a minute, folks.
I'm talking till I can go on. While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out.
All right, folks, we're back. I'm coming to you live via telephone now. So I don't know what the problem is. It's probably I'm going to wind up having to reboot this computer or something. I'm getting a feedback in the phone. Okay, there we go. No, we don't. Okay, that's better. No, I'm hearing myself talk.
My way, do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out, we can work it out. Think of what you're saying,
You can get it wrong and still you think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. Time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. Why do you see it your way?
There's all right, folks. We're back to the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. I had a feedback there. I had to shut some stuff down. And Dan, I want to let you know that if we get any callers when I open the phone lines, let me know because I have no way to see them on the screen. Okay, folks, think back to this. Imagine for a moment that you are still an unawakened American. You're still conforming. You're still watching the boob tube, still taking the vaccines, still ingesting the mental garbage continuously shoveled at you on a nightly basis by Wolf Blitzer and Anderson Cooper and Jake Tapper and Rachel Maddow or a host of other endless prostitutes reading off their polluted cue cards and teleprompters. And then imagine that you, for whatever reason, call an Uber and I show up for the ride. You, being in the above mesmerized mindset, have no idea that you are about to become a captive audience in what will likely turn out to be the proverbial ride of your life. I Ubered yesterday after my show for about 3 hours. I picked up four ladies, a middle-aged mother, and I'm guessing one or two of her daughters, along with one of their teenage friends. I was taking them downtown to a concert in which the artist Pink was to perform. It was the rush hour, and the ride lasted about 45 minutes. And the teens were in the back seat, and I overheard their discussion regarding an earlier encounter they had experienced with a boy, of whom was telling them about Area 51. They were having a giggle about it, as teenagers tend to do, but one of them made the mistake of asking me if indeed Area 51 did exist. Well, unbeknownst to them, that innocent question opened the door to what was to become the crash course in reality that none of them expected. From the banking system to the illegal wars of 9/11, on arrival at their destination, folks, even though they had tickets to see Pink, these four ladies did not want to exit my car. They were so completely engulfed in what I was sharing. That, folks, is my uniqueness, but it's also yours. Can you see the importance of this platform? Can you see the importance now more than ever of RBN and the platform it provides all of us? It is knowledge and wisdom that can still win this war, knowledge and wisdom that we all possess, yet without sharing it, it is no better than a shiny new car in your driveway without the car keys. Yeah, it looks nice and it's pretty, but it gets you nowhere if you can't drive it. I'm just saying, share your knowledge and wisdom, folks. Share it far and wide. Invite people to listen to RBN. Take what you can monetarily and support this cause. For without this platform, we all lose our foundation. This is why we need RBN now more than ever, folks. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna have Dan play a clip for you. I want you to pay close attention. Now, there's a commercial embedded in it, so be patient and bear with it. But this is up on the RBN's website right now. And this, folks, is why, as John said, there's a day coming when RBN is going to explode. What you're going to listen to next is why. But we have to be up on the air for it to explode. Go ahead and play clip number one, Dan.
We should now all be deeply troubled by what's going on at YouTube. The Richie from Boston channel was terminated today. He had 150,000 subscribers. The Jordan Sather channel was also deleted. And Jerome Corsi tweeted today, "Here we go, YouTube just removed one of my CBTS stream videos and disabled my live stream for 90 days. #QAnon, #QAnon 8chan censorship. or leftists attacking real Donald Trump. We need to protest. YouTube and Google is restricting conservatives on the internet. Hashtag Internet Bill of Rights. Friends, YouTube is now committing atrocities against free speech that are even worse than what Winston Smith did in Orwell's 1984. Stay tuned. This important video is brought to you by Virtual Shield VPN. Protect your information, location, and search history from the prying eyes of Big Brother and Big Data internet providers without slowing your internet speed. And definitely check out IdentiSafe, a great Virtual Shield feature that includes a microphone and webcam blocker that also automatically deletes browser data, cookies, and can even shred files so that they're unrecoverable. And now through March 1st, you can use the link below to take an extra 30% off your first term. So visit virtualshield.com by using the link below and give yourself the gift of internet security. Ladies and gentlemen, recall that in George Orwell's 1984, Winston Smith worked at the Records Department in the Ministry of Truth, where his job was to rewrite history according to Big Brother and party need. For those who haven't read it or seen the movie, the Ministry of Truth is very similar to YouTube's Community Guidelines Enforcement Department, with one big difference. In 1984, Winston's job was to merely alter history. But it appears that the job of the folks at YouTube is to delete history completely. This passage from 1984 sums up YouTube's philosophy on what should and should not be allowed to exist on their platform. And if all others accepted the lie which the party imposed, if all records told the same tale, then the lie passed into history and became truth. Who controls the past, ran the party slogan, controls the future. Who controls the present, controls the past. Reality control, they called it. Doublethink. Winston believed that as long as a person's perception or memory of the truth can be externally verified, then even a lie can become truth. Such is the party's method of control. And such is YouTube's method of control. If you question any of the anomalies about the Florida shooting, they'll just delete your channel. And I stand at risk of a YouTube strike for sharing the following information. But let me first say, the result of all of this fascist censorship is to chill political discourse, investigation, and frankly, resistance to a mainstream official narrative that Google itself believes it alone should provide.
When you use Google, do you get more than one answer? Of course you do.
Yeah, of course.
Well, that's a bug.
Yeah.
We have more bugs per second in the world. Because we should be able to give you the right answer just once.
What I'm about to share with you will disturb you. This is the official timeline of events in the Parkland, Florida shooting, as recounted by Time.com. This timeline was released by police to recount the supposed movements of accused shooter Nicholas Cruz. At 2:19 p.m., the suspect exited an Uber car, arriving at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School around dismissal time, 2:21 p.m. The shooter allegedly enters the school and takes his AR-15 out of a case. He begins shooting into three classrooms, returning to two of them, shot into another classroom, then shot into two more classes before dropping his rifle, 2:28 p.m. The suspect is believed to have run outside, mixing in with students who were running away from the scene. Now, as many independent investigators are asking, where is the school surveillance video? Where is the video that backs this official narrative? Now, before I continue, listen to this clip from ABC's Good Morning America, creative writing teacher Stacey LaPelle.
All of a sudden, I heard gunshots in the stairwell, which is about 20 feet away from my room. And then I suddenly saw the shooter about 20 feet from me, standing at the end of the hallway, actively shooting down the hallway, just a barrage of bullets. And I'm staring at him thinking, why is the police here? This is strange, because he's in full metal garb, helmet, face mask, bulletproof armor, shooting this rifle that I've never seen before.
Now let me read from the timeline again, 2:28. The suspect is believed to have run outside, mixing in with students who were running away from the scene. Does the first-person eyewitness account of the shooter that Stacey LaPelle says she witnessed sound like a suspect who could simply run outside and mix in with students who are running away from the scene?
And I'm staring at him thinking, why is the police here? This is strange, because he's in full metal garb, helmet, face mask, bulletproof armor.
And this image, apparently taken from a helicopter, showed up in my Twitter feed. And when I responded to Amy Lynch asking where she got the picture, the actual video was sent to me. And here's what it shows. Now, do the men seen in this video loading a clearly heavy, black, potentially tactical bag of weapons into the back of that white pickup truck look more like the shooting suspect Stacy LaPelle described?
And I'm staring at him thinking, why is the police here? This is strange, because he's in full metal garb, helmet, face mask, bulletproof armor.
Look, I could go into a lot deeper detail about the many anomalies and unanswered questions that surround this shooting, but it's now very obvious that YouTube doesn't want anyone to question the official story of Parkland, Florida, and the events that took place in Broward County, Debbie Wasserman Schultz's district. Don't ask any questions. If you want the official answers to anything and everything, just Google it.
We should be able to give you the right answer just once.
May God save the Republic.
All right,
thanks,
Dan,
for
thanks
watching
a lot for that.
And for real
news. Google wants to give one answer, their right answer, which is fake. They don't want any other opinions other than their own. But here's the seriousness of this, folks. Richie from Boston is being banned from YouTube. Jerome Corsi is being warned. Richie Allen has already been banned. They are censoring the truth. Can you see why? RBN is going to be the doorway to the truth, because they are literally blotting out the rest of the truthers that are trying to disseminate or to share information with the public. But let's go into this timeline for just a minute. The timeline is 2:19 p.m. when Nicholas Cruz supposedly gets out of an Uber. And at 2:21 p.m., he is shooting. That means he has 2 minutes to get out of the Uber, take his duffel bag, run into the school, which I don't know how he could do that, because the schools are pretty much on lockdown until the bell rings, and they don't have access to any doors that are unlocked in any school that I know of. But he has 2 minutes to put together an AR-15, load up the magazine, change into his full camo gear, put on his gas mask, get into the school, and start shooting. That in itself makes absolutely no sense. And then from 2:28 p.m., he is believed to have run outside and blended in with the students. Well, okay, he was shooting for I don't know, 5-6 minutes. That means he would have to unload, undo all of his ammo gear, bulletproof vest, gas mask, all of this attire that he was wearing, stash it somewhere, and get out of the building. That makes no sense. But I would invite you to go in and watch this video on RBN's website, because there is indeed an image of four men dressed in the exact attire that the teacher witnessed that ran out, threw a duffel bag into the back of a pickup truck, jumped in the truck, and left. Four men, tactical bag, full metal garb. Nicholas Cruz didn't shoot anybody. Nicholas Cruz is, well, likely could be, or is, an MK Ultra victim. Nicholas Cruz was probably triggered, like they do MK Ultra victims, to say what he said. He has, I don't believe, any memory of anything, and if he did, he was programmed to say it. But this shooting was done by operatives. The police department knows it. That's why the detective stood down. That's why Israel ordered those sheriffs to stand down, not go into the school. This is simply my synopsis, folks, of what's really happening, which is why they're going to great lengths to censor any opposing viewpoint on YouTube, Facebook, any social media content. This, folks, is phase two. You see the importance of RBN? Because phase three is when they start coming to get us. Because it's not the terrorists the public is to be afraid of. The establishment, the powers that be, know who the enemy is. The enemy is us. Because they know that we know. They know they are not fooling us, folks. And they can't afford that.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime.
All right, folks, we're back from American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Tell you what, folks, let's just open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443, through the balance of this show. I've got a couple more clips I'm going to share with you here in the second hour. But I can't emphasize enough the seriousness of this because, again, folks, we are entering into phase two. They are trying to shut down any opposition to their fake narrative. There is no question now that there were multiple shooters. That video clip, which you can go into YouTube or you can go into RBN and watch, shows distinctly four men coming out of the school in full metal garb, throwing their duffel bag in a truck and exiting. Now, also on RBN's website, there's a title that says Mainstream Media Florida Shooting Narrative Crumbles. The teacher saw the shooter in full metal garb. Well, there's a picture of Nicholas Cruz with a kind of a burgundy shirt on, blue jeans, and blue underwear because his pants are half down as they're handcuffing him on the ground. But interestingly enough, folks, there are two videos up on this in this article, and one of which the two shooters witness spoke with shooting suspect. The witness spoke with the shooting suspect, and that there were two shooters. That video has been removed off their site completely. They are shutting it down. So I'll tell you what, after the top of the hour break, I'm going to have Dan play this second clip, which is about 9 minutes long. They are setting us up for something even bigger, folks. All right. And I'm getting very, very concerned, because when phase two hits phase three, that's when really it's Katie bar the door, if you know what I mean. So getting back to this, this all ties in part and parcel with what I was talking about earlier in this program, spreading the word, spreading it wildly, because we're not in a shooting war. Not yet. We're in an information war. We're in an intellectual war. We're in a war where it is absolutely imperative for us to spread the word, get the word out, wake people up, okay? Because once we hit that tipping point, it'll be game over for these people. They can't force people to comply that are awakened Americans. We see right through them, folks. Like they live, we've put on the glasses. We know what's happening. Anyway, getting back to this, the high school teacher Stacy Lippell is speaking out about, or more specifically, who she saw shooting up the school. And on that Valentine's Day, and Lippell says the shooter was in full metal garb, as I said, which is in stark contrast to what Nicholas Cruz was dressed. He couldn't have had time to undo all that stuff in the time they're saying that it took for him to exit the school. We'd be back after the top of the hour break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick around, more to come.
There's nothing left for me. Figure out I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.